Jeremiah chapter 20.
Yirmeyahu, Perek Kaf.
Now Pashur the priest, the son of Immer, who was chief officer in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things.
Vaishma Pashur ben Immer ha-Kohen, vehu fakid nagid bevet Adonai et Yirmeyahu niba et hadevarim ha-ele.
Then Pashur beat Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the upper Benjamin gate of the house of the Lord.
Vayake Pashur et Yirmeyahu hanavi, vayiten oto al hamach pechet, asher beshaal binyamin ha-elyon asher bevet Adonai.
The next day, when Pashur released Jeremiah from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord does not call your name Pashur, but terror on every side."
Vayhi mimochorat vayotze Pashur et Yirmeyahu min hamachpachet vayomer elav Yirmeyahu lo Pashur kara Adonai shmecha ki im magor misaviv.
For thus says the Lord, "Behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. They shall fall by the sword of their enemies while you look on. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon. He shall carry them captive to Babylon and shall strike them down with the sword."
Kicho amar Adonai, hineni notencha למגור לך ולכל אוהביך, ונפלו בחרב אויביהם ועיניך רעות, ואת כל יהודה אתן ביד מלך בבל, והגלם בבלה והיקם בחרב.
Moreover, I will give all the wealth of the city, all its gains, all its prized belongings, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah into the hand of their enemies, who shall plunder them and seize them and carry them to Babylon.
Venatati et kol chosen ha'il hazot, ve'et kol yegia, ve'et kol yekara, ve'et kol otzrot malche Yehuda eten beyad oivehem. Uvzazum ulkachum vehevium bavela.
And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house, shall go into captivity. To Babylon you shall go, and there you shall die, and there you shall be buried, you and all your friends, to whom you have prophesied falsely.
Ve'ata Pashur ve'chol yoshve ve'techa, תלכו בשבי ובבל תבוא, ושם תמות, ושם תקבר, אתה וכל אוהביך אשר ניבאת להם בשקר.
O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me.
Pititani Adonai vaefat, chazaktani vatuchal, hayiti lischok kol hayom kul o loeg li.
For whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long.
Kimide adaber ezak חמס ושוד אקרא, כי היה דבר אדוני לי לחרפה ולכלס כל היום.
If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot.
ואמרתי לא אזכרני, ולא אדבר עוד בשמו,
והיה וליבי כאש בוערת, עצור בעצמותי, ונילאתי כלחל ולא אוכל.
For I hear many whispering, terror is on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived. Then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him.
כי שמעתי דיבת רבים מגור מסביב. הגידו ונגידנו כל אנוש שלומי שומרי צלעי, אולי יפותה ונוכלה לו, ונקחה נקמתנו ממנו.
But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten.
V'adonai oti kegibol aritz, al ken rodfai yikashlu velo yuchalu. Boshu meod ki lo hiskilu, kelimat olam lo tishacheach.
O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you have I committed my cause.
V'Adonai Tzevaot bochen tzadik ro'eh chelayot v'alev, ere'eh nikmatecha mehem, ki elecha giliti et rivi.
Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers.
Shiru l'Adonai, hallelu et Adonai, ki hitzil et nefesh evyon miyad mere'im.
Cursed be the day on which I was born, the day when my mother bore me. Let it not be blessed.
Arur hayom asher yuladeti bo. Yom asher yeladatni imi, al yehi varuch.
Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father. A son is born to you, making him very glad.
Arur ha'ish asher bis'au et avi le'mol, yulad lecha ben zachar, sameach simchachu.
Let that man be like the cities that the Lord overthrew without pity. Let him hear a cry in the morning and an alarm at noon.
V'haya ha'ish ha'hu ke'arim asher hafach Adonai ve'lo nicham v'shama ze'aka baboker utru'a be'et tzohorayim.
Because he did not kill me in the womb, so my mother would have been my grave, and her womb forever great.
Asher lo motetani merachem vatehi li imi kivri, verachma hadat olam.
Why did I come out from the womb to see toil and sorrow and spend my days in shame?
Lama ze merachem yatzati li'ot amal ויגון ויחלו בבושת ימי.
Ezra, chapter 8.
Ezra, פרק ח'.
These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of Artaxerxes the king.
ואלה ראשי אבותיהם והית יחסם העולים עמי במלכות ארתחשסט המלך מבבל.
Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush.
מבני פינחס, גרשום. מבני איתמר, דניאל. מבני דוד, חתוש.
Of the sons of Shechaniah, who was of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, with whom were registered 150 men. Mibnei Shechaniah, Mibnei Farosh, Zechariah, Ve'imo Hityaches, Lizcharim, Me'a, Vachamishim.
Of the sons of Pahath Moab, Eliehoenai, the son of Zechariah, and with him 200 men.
Mibnei Pachat Moab, Eliehoenai, Ben Zerachiah, Ve'imo Mataim Hazecharim.
Of the sons of Zatu, Shechaniah, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 men.
Mibnei Shechaniah ben Yahaziel, ve'imo shlosh meot hazecharim.
Of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men.
Mibnei Adin, Eved, ben Yonatan, ve'imo chamishim hazecharim.
Of the sons of Elam, Jesiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men.
Mibnei Elam, Yeshayah, ben Ataliah, ve'imo shiv'im hazecharim.
Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 men.
Mibnei Shephatiah, Zevadiah, ben Michael, ve'imo shmonim hazecharim.
Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men.
Mibnei Yoav, Ovadiah ben Yechiel, ve'imo mataim ushmona asar hazecharim.
Of the sons of Bani, Shelomit, the son of Yosefiah, and with him 160 men.
Mibnei Shlomit ben Yosefiah, ve'imo mea ve'shishim hazecharim.
Of the sons of Bibai, Zechariah, the son of Bibai, and with him 28 men.
Mibnei Vevai, Zechariah ben Bevai, ve'imo esrim ushmona hazecharim.
Of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 men.
Mibnei Azgad, Yochanan ben Hakatan, ve'imo mea ve'asara hazecharim.
Of the sons of Adonikam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeul, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men.
Mibnei Adonikam acharonim ve'ele shmotam, Eliphelet, Ye'iel, Ushmaiah, ve'imahem shishim hazecharim.
Of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zakur, and with them 70 men.
Mibnei Bigvai, Uthai, ve'zakur, ve'imo shiv'im hazecharim.
I gathered them to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priests, I found there none of the sons of Levi.
Va'ekbetzem el hanahar haba el ahava, va'nachane sham yamim shlosha, va'avina va'am uva'kohanim u'mibnei levi lo matzati sham.
Then I sent for Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Yarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, leading men, and for Joriab and Elnathan, who were men of insight.
Va'eshlecha le'Eliezer, la'Ariel, lishmayah, ul Elnathan, ul Yariv, ul Elnathan, ul Natan, ve'lizchariah, ve'limshulam, Rashim, ul Yoyariv, ul El Natan, Mevinim,
and sent them to Edo, the leading man at the place Kasifia, telling them what to say to Edo and his brothers, and the temple servants at the place Kasifia, namely to send us ministers for the house of our God. Va'atzave otam al ito ha'rosh be'chasifya ha'makom va'asima befihem dvarim ledaber el ido achiv ha'netinim be'chasifya ha'makom lehavil lanu meshartim levet Eloheinu. And by the good hand of our God on us, they brought us a man of discretion, of the sons of Mali, the son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah with his sons and kinsmen, 18. Vayaviu lanu keyad Eloheinu hatova alenu ish sechel mibne machli ben Levi ben Israel ושרביה ובניו ואחיו שמונה עשר. Also Hashabiah, and with him Jeshaiah, of the sons of Merari, with his kinsmen and their sons, 20.
ואת חשביה ואיתו ישעיה מבני מררי, אחיו ובניהם 20.
Besides 220 of the temple servants, whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites, these were all mentioned by name.
Umin hanetinim shenatan David vehasarim laavodat haleviim netinim mataim veesrim kulam nikvu meshemot.
Then I proclaimed a fast there, at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods.
Va'ekra sham tzom al hanachar Ahava, lehit anot lifnei Eloheinu, levakesh mimenu derech yeshara lanu, ul tapenu ul chol Rehushenu.
For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, the hand of our God is for good on all who seek him, and the power of his wrath is against all who forsake him.
Kivoshti lishol min hamelech chayil ufarashim leozrenu מאויב בדרך, כי אמרנו למלך לאמור, יד אלוהינו על כל מבקשיו לטובה, ועוזו ואפו על כל עוזביו.
So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty.
ונצומה ונבקשה מאלוהינו על זאת. Vayeatel lanu.
Then I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their kinsmen with them.
Va'avdila misare hakohanim shneim asar lesheria chashavya veimahem me'achechem asara.
And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, the offering for the house of our God, that the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered.
Va'eshkola lahem et hakesef ve'et hazahav ve'et hakelim trumat bet Eloheinu ha'herimu hamelech ve'yo'atzav ve'sarav ve'chol Yisrael hanimtzaim.
I weighed out into their hand 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels worth 200 talents, and 100 talents of gold.
Va'eshkala al yadam kesef kikarim shesh meot v'chamishim uchle kesef mea lechikarim zahav mea chikar.
20 bowls of gold worth 1,000 darics, and 2 vessels of fine, bright bronze as precious as gold. וכפרי זהב 20 לאדר חונים א', וכלי נחושת מוצהב טובה 2 חמודות כזהב.
And I said to them, You are holy to the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your fathers.
Va'omra alehem, atem kodesh la'adonai, vehakelim kodesh, vehakesef vehazahav, nedava la'adonai, Elohe avotechem.
Guard them and keep them until you weigh them before the chief priests and the Levites and the heads of fathers' houses in Israel at Jerusalem, within the chambers of the house of the Lord.
Shikdu v'shimru ad tishkelu lifnei sarei hakohanim v'haleviim v'sarei haavot le'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. Halishchot Beit Adonai.
So the priests and the Levites took over the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God.
Vekiblu hakohanim vehaleviim mishkal hakesef vehazachav vehakelim lehavi liyerushalayim levet Eloheinu.
Then we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambushes by the way.
Vanis'a minhal Ahava bishneim asar lachodesh harishon lalechet Yerushalayim veyad Eloheinu haita alenu Vayatzilenu mikaf oyev ve'orev al hadarech.
We came to Jerusalem, and there we remained 3 days.
Vanavo Yerushalayim v'neshev sham yamim shlosha.
On the 4th day, within the house of our God, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed into the hands of Meremot the priest, son of Uriah. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them were the Levites, Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui.
Uvayom harevi'i nishkal hakesef vehazahav vehakelim bevet Eloheinu al yad meremot ben Uriah hakohen ve'imo Elazar ben Pinchas ve'imahem Yozavad ben Yeshua ve'Noadia ben Vinui ha'Levi'im.
The whole was counted and weighed, and the weight of everything was recorded.
Be'mispar be'mishkal lakol va'yikatev kol ha'mishkal ba'et ha'hi.
At that time, those who had come from captivity, the returned exiles, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and as a sin offering, 12 male goats. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord.
Habaim me hashvi vne hagola hikrivu Olot le'Elohe Yisrael, parim shneim asar al kol Yisrael, elim 96, kvasim 70, ve'shiv'a tzefire chatat, shneim asar hakol ola la'Adonai.
They also delivered the king's commissions to the king's satraps, and to the governors of the province beyond the river, and they aided the people and the house of God.
Vayitnu et date hamelech la'achashdarpene hamelech u fachavot ever hanachar venisu et ha'am ve'et beit ha'elohim.
Acts chapter 8, verse 26.
Praxis. Κεφάλαιον 8.
Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.
Angelos de Kyriou elalisen pros Philippon, legon, Anastithi ke porevu kata mesimvrian epi tin odon, tin katavenusan apo Jerusalem is Gazan, afti estin erimos.
And he arose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was put in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship.
Και Αναστάς επορεύθη, και ειδού ανήρ Αιθίωπς, ευνούχος δυνάστης, κανδάκης βασιλίσης Αιθιώπων, ως ειν επί πάσης της Γάζης αυτής, ως ελιλήθη προσκυνήσων εις Ιερουσαλήμ.
And was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah.
Ειν τε υποστρέφων, και καθήμενος επί του όρματος αυτού, και ανεγίνωσκεν τον προφήτην Ισαΐαν.
And the Spirit said to Philip, Go over and join this chariot.
Είπεν δε το πνεύμα το Φιλίππο, πρόσελθε και κολλήθητι το άρματι τούτο.
So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and asked, Do you understand what you are reading?
Προσδαιμόν δε ο Φίλιππος οίκουσεν αυτού αναγνώσκοντος Ισαΐαν τον προφήτην και είπεν, Αράιε γνώσκεις α αναγνώσκεις?
And he said, How can I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
Ο δε είπεν, Πώς γαρ αν δυναίμην, εάν μη της οδηγήσει με, παρεκάλεσενθε τον Φίλιππον αναβάντα καθίσε συν αυτό.
Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this. Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth.
Ιδε περιοχή της γραφής ειν ανεγίνωσκεν ειν αυτή. Ως πρόβατον επί σφαγήν ήχθη και ως αμνός εναντίον του κύραντος αυτών άφωνος, ούτως ουκ ανοίγει το στόμα αυτού.
In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth.
Εν τη ταπεινώση η κρίσις αυτού ήρθη, την γενεάν αυτού Τις διηγήσετε, ότι έρετε από τις γης η ζωή αυτού.
And the eunuch said to Philip, About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?
Αποκριθείς δε ο ευνούχος το Φιλίππο είπεν, δε ο μέσου, περί τίνος ο προφήτης λέει τούτο, περί αυτού ή περί εταίρου τίνος.
Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus.
Ανοίξας δε ο Φίλιππος το στόμα αυτού και αρξάμενος από της γραφής ταύτης, ευαγγελίσατο αυτό τον Ιησούν.
And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?
Ως δε επορεύοντο κατά την οδόν ήλθον επί τη είδωρ και φυσίν ο ευνούχος. Ιδού είδωρ, τι κολλεί με βαπτιστίνε.
And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him.
Και εκέλευσεν στίνε το άρμα και κατέβησαν αμφότεροι εις το είδωρ. Ο τε Φίλιππος και ο ευνούχος και βάπτισεν αυτόν.
And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing.
Ότε δε ανέβησαν εκ του ύδατος πνεύμα Κυρίου ήρπασεν τον Φίλιππον, και ουκ είδεν αυτόν ουκέτη ο ευνούχος, επορεύετο γαρ την οδόν αυτού χέρον.
But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea.
Φίλιππος δε ευρέθη εις Αζώτον, και διερχόμενος ευαγγελίζετο τας πόλης πάσας έως του ελθύν αυτών εις Καισάριαν.